not after the surge of additional troops has stabilized the level of terrorism in Iraq. And what difference does Barack Obama believe he will accomplish with direct head-of-state talks while the radical Mahmoud Ahmadinejad gives speech after speech attacking Israel, and while Iran refuses to stop enriching uranium? Obama will have problems in domestic politics as well, as the U.S. and world economies slow down. Raising taxes will most certainly further depress the economy. Also, given Obama's belief that a woman's right to choose is absolute in questions of abortion, key Christian pro-life voter segments will resolve to work hard for his defeat. So will proponents of the Second Amendment, once Obama's support of local gun control ordinances is fully understood. Obama's determination to impose a UN-motivated tax on U.S. citizens to combat global poverty will fuel concerns that Obama is at heart a globalist, ready to succumb to a wide variety of international government initiatives that could compromise the sovereignty of the United States. In the general election campaign, Obama will have to explain his connections to a long list of leftists, from communist poet and journalist Frank Marshall Davis, his mentor while in high school, to Weather Underground figures Bill Ayers and Bernardine Dorn, to his 20-year membership in Trinity United Church of Christ, listening to anti-American tirades from his pastor, Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Hillary and the race card. Through the 2008 Democratic primaries, Hillary Clinton waged a hard-fought but divisive presidential campaign in which she first laid out many of the opposition research attacks against Obama. Clinton's attacks legitimized many of the lines of inquiry explored in this book. Hillary's race-based arguments also pricked the bubble of beyond race that is key to Axelrod's personality positioning of his candidate. On May 7, 2008, the day after Hillary lost the North Carolina primary by double digits and won the Indiana primary narrowly, Hillary put race squarely on the table. "I have a much broader base to build a winning coalition on," Hillary cited an Associated Press article that found how Senator Obama's support among working, hardworking Americans, white Americans, is weakening again, and how whites in both states who had not completed college were supporting me. "There's a pattern emerging here," she said, defining her base as white voters, as opposed to the African Americans she was defining as Obama's base. Hillary, not McCain or any Republican Party surrogate, took the giant step to frame Barack Obama as an African American candidate. Hillary argued that Obama was an African American who had not transcended race at all, at least not so far as the statistical analysis of voter cross-tabulations could prove. Axelrod's messiah, in other words, had clay African-American feet. After Hillary's attack, the issue with Reverend Wright concerned not only his anti-American tirades, but also Wright's black rage, as expressed in the black liberation theology that he espoused, and in Louis Farrakhan, whom Wright strongly championed. Ironically, Hillary was so successful in framing Obama's core support as the vast majority of African American voters that she sealed her own chance of ever being the Democratic Party nominee in 2008. The party could not nominate Hillary because that would now mean alienating the very African-American voters the Democratic Party is counting on for victory. After the bitterness of the Democratic Party's divisive primary campaign in 2008, most attacks on Obama in the general election campaign will be able to be justified simply by pointing to similar attacks on Obama that Hillary first made. Political strategist Dick Morris went so far as to argue that Hillary stayed in the race in order to make sure Obama would lose the general election. Morris argued that McCain in 2012 would be 76 years old and vulnerable to defeat, whereas Obama would be positioned to run for a second term in the White House. The best or the worst Hillary could do after losing the North Carolina primary, Morris cynically wrote, was to bloody Barack Obama enough to make him lose in the fall, allowing her to come back in 2012. In plotting Obama's run for the White House, campaign strategist David Axelrod had planned to present Obama as a candidate above the politics of division, a unifier beyond race. Working with Obama as a largely unknown candidate on the national stage, Axelrod planned to emphasize Obama's charisma. On her May 9 appearance on CNN, Donna Brazile, manager of Al Gore's presidential campaign in 2000, defined Axelrod's nightmare. A 2008 general election contest divided along lines of race and class, in which his candidate was identified as an African-American elitist running against a Republican Party independent who was a legitimate war hero with significantly more political experience and history. Unfortunately for Hillary, the race card has the potential to boomerang.